This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It is President's Day, and yep, we are here live and in living color. See, check your don't adjust your dial because you'll change the color settings. But anyway, I am the captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers at Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thank you for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, I know the bulk mail centers are closed today. The drivers have a day off, as well as the post offices. There'll be no mail. And not sure about UPS, Buster Brown, as I like to call them. They may be working, they may not. And FedEx, I think they're working in the non-union facilities, not the union ones. Now, that being said, we want you to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from up there in North Florida, where I think the weather's pretty decent at the moment, we've got Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, sir. Okay. Bye-bye, boys and girls. See you later. Boom. Okay. It's 60 degrees on one side of the building here. It's 62 on the other side.
Well, it's a steady 45 all the way around, all the okay. way around here. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you got the northern air blowing towards you, I guess. All right. You ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. Now, the U.S. has ended its search for any objects that were shot down over Alaska and Lake Huron. Remember, they don't know what they hit, if they hit anything. They think they did, but they haven't found any pieces or parts to anything.
And maybe they could return it to the hobby club that put the balloon up. I got to be honest with you. This is the ineptitude here. First, in not being able to detect things that are flying into our space, but then to not be able to identify what they are, that should give everybody some concern.
Yeah.
And so instead of spending money on diversity and equity and inclusion and CRT training and making sure there are enough squirrels on different committees and that the whales are okay, maybe we can start focusing on being able to identify things that are flying into our airspace.
Mm-hmm.
It's stunning. It's stunning that we don't know what we're hitting.
Yep.
With $450,000 missiles.
Yep.
I mean that's just insane. know, but hey, let's make sure that we're focused on green energy and making sure that ideology is followed and just, you know, destroying sovereignty and everything else. Much more important than understanding what's flying into our airspace. What a bunch of morons.
Yeah. I was going to say, what a bunch of hockey pucks. But anyway, to call the official response tepid would give it too much credit. I'm talking about the Biden White House, who has essentially ignored the issue with our alleged transportation secretary, the poster child for equity in this regime, who was more concerned about too many white guys getting hired on construction projects instead of paying attention to what the hell was going on with our railroads and our roads. By the way, I put up a picture last night of an undisclosed bridge in Georgia going over a river with a oil tanker train up on top of it. That bridge looked like it couldn't hold a car, let alone a train, because of the damage that was done to it.
Remember, we passed a bill, and it's in the law, with for $1 trillion to make sure that our infrastructure is the best in the world.
Didn't go there.
Yeah, no. Out of that $1 trillion, I think it was like, there's only like $66 billion for railway upgrades and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, again, we've got diversity and equity and an inclusion, except for white guys, of course.
Yeah.
There's too many of those. You know, we got to get rid of those. We can't have that. You know, but we've got diversity in all of our committees and all of our institutions where we're achieving these goals that mean so much to getting the job done.
Yeah.
Because obviously the most qualified people are being put into into jobs that know what they're doing, because it's not about the color of someone's skin or whether they identify as a cross-dressing gopher. It doesn't matter. It's about diversity, Matt.
Yeah.
That's what matters. That's why that bridge in Georgia,
yep,
it's beautiful to the people who don't know how to construct bridges. Therefore, it's fine.
That's why it's got the whole edge of it chopped off to where it looks like as if it's about two-thirds of a bridge. Wrong answer.
It identifies as a good bridge.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Frank Silvato, too, undergroundusa.com.
Tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this is the President's Day edition, and we've just found out that our President Biden is in the Ukraine, making a surprise visit to the Ukraine. As a matter of fact, he's there right now talking with the Ukrainian president and leaders under, of course, heavy guard, and it's an amazing deal that they were able to get in there without being fired on. But anyway, the Moss Nissan Group, the family group, Family Automotive, and their Nissan Group bring you this part of the program. And let me tell you a little bit about Moss, first of all. They are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you be happen to be an EMS or you happen to be firefighters or police officers or church pastors too, all get a great deal offered to you and great care is taken of you for the job you've done helping us. Now, you can also find out that Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle, is also available. So those are a couple tremendous programs right there for you to begin with. Now, the Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship location is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura located on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And let's not forget the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50, just this side of the Sun Coast Parkway on the south side of the road. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Take a look and see what they have to offer, and then make your best deal, travel on up to one of the dealerships, and away you go. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us, and hello, Frank, and welcome again.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I know you had your chill pill a minute ago, but here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Sure.
It seems our beloved President Joe Biden signed an executive order embedding the tenets of critical race theory into the operations of the federal government and the Department of Education. And Susan Rice was put in charge of getting that done. It's Executive Order 13985. Now, this executive order on further advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government requires the establishment of agency equity teams, which is what Susan Rice is going to do, pardon me, to ensure that equal outcomes are imposed on all federal programs in all walks of life.
Well, you know, more power to them. They've been trying to do this ever since Biden got into office, is to use the guise of equity to replace the tenets of equality that are actually embedded into the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, our founding documents, and that is to force outcomes. You know, we live in a country that was supposed to have as its core, the equal opportunity for everybody so they could excel or not at their own pace. Equity, just by juxtaposing it to equality, is the forced outcomes of things. That's what happens in places like, the now extinct Soviet Union, communist China, Venezuela, Cuba, all the places that are thriving and where people are free to grow and be themselves. So, you know, this is where this movement and this administration wants to go. And the sooner people wake up from wokeness, the sooner we'll return to the path of freedom and opportunity for all, rather than forced equity that elevates the non-producers and the people who don't want to excel above the people who actually produce and strive to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, Alejandro Mayorkas, who has been traveling over in Europe and is moving just ahead of the president, he just left the Ukraine, I might add, he is on his way to Poland right now, where the president will be headed right after this unplanned visit. So it turns out the Department of Homeland Security, the secretary, the head honcho, Alejandro Mayorkas, is not only a serial liar, but he also appears to think that he has the authority to decide which U.S. laws he enforces and which he doesn't. That's coming straight from the White House.
And evidently he's concerned about the borders in other countries more than he is about the borders here.
Canada.
As President Biden goes over to Ukraine to visit the troops. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have any there, right? You know, this administration has got its priorities so backwards. It's insane.
Yeah.
You've got them trying to gobble up. First, they just ignore the border, and so we don't even mention Mayorkas and border security in the same sentence. It's just too obtuse to even fathom that he even understands what the southern border is. He's a mental midget. That's an insult to midgets,
right?
You know, for this, and the fact that we didn't win the Senate, so we can't impeach this guy, is another testimony to people being stupid enough to fall for the orange man bad trick that the Democrats keep throwing at you. So let's not do that again, okay? Let's just not. But why is Biden over in Ukraine? And I know this was started off with Mayorkas, but why is Biden in the Ukraine?
I don't know.
What's he supposed to be doing over there? We do not have troops over there, so we're told.
Oh, you don't believe that one.
You know, so we've got a sitting president of the United States in a war zone that we're not supposed to be a part of, while China's saber-rattling Taiwan? If I'm the Chinese military right now, I'm going, let's just take it. Let's just take it. It would take him too much time to get out of there and get back. And, well, you know, he's over there provoking us. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Let's give lethal aid to the Russians now so that we're closer aligned to our red brethren over there. So now that we've got two against one on the world stage, or maybe two against three quarters, now that Biden's depreciated everything and deprecated everything over in the United States. This guy would do well to do what he did during the election in 2020 at the end of it and go and disappear into the basement for the next 2 years. He would do a service to the country just by not doing anything. Just sit down and don't make things any worse, Joe. Have some ice cream. Put on a helmet if you want to play Army and play some video games. But just stop screwing things up.
Well,
I don't know if you can do that.
The intent, according to Fox News, of what he's doing right now, he's been writing for quite some time in some sort of book, is to assure the Ukrainians that they will get everything that they need to get from the United States that they're asking for. And that was the quote that just came across the radio television screen.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I think the flag there, the signal that was sent that we support them is money. You know, we've raided our arsenal to give them missiles.
Right.
We've got to scramble now to make sure we have the ability to defend our homeland because of what he gave to the Ukrainians, a corrupt government, by the way, and then hundreds of billions of dollars. I think that sends the message. I don't need an ice cream eating idiot going over there standing in the middle of a war zone saying, I'm making a declaration that we support you. I think the tax dollars already did that. So why don't you get back home and deal with, oh, I don't know, EPA disasters that are happening in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might serve the people of the United States better than going and standing in the middle of a war zone making declarations that you can't back up unless you want to get us into World War III and signing executive orders that deep sea blue whales have to drive buses. You know, his executive orders are inane. His actions are stupid and provocative. And he's not doing anything to serve the American people to make our lives better. Everything he does and his administration is doing is making our lives harder, more expensive to live, and gives away more sovereignty as the federal government claws more power back to itself from the states and local authorities.
Now,
he just needs to shut up.
You're going to stick around for another segment, so we'll be right back with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And when we come back, we'll continue this little discussion on the Ukraine, because that is where President Biden is at the moment. He's meeting the members of the cabinet. That's what I'm watching. He's meeting members of the cabinet. Maybe he'll say something, maybe he won't. If he does, we'll see if we can pick it up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will fly to Poland this evening, departing Joint Base Andrews and Air Force One. Poland is in talks with the United States about increasing troop presence. Prime Minister Morawiecki of Poland says his country is in the process of talking with President Biden's administration about making U.S. troop presence more permanent and increasing the numbers in Poland. U.S. officials are warning China against supplying Russia with military arms and ammunition. Concerns that China was considering providing the advanced weapons to Russia first surfaced in meetings between officials late last year. U.S. officials put their Chinese counterparts on notice in video conferences and in-person meetings that China is nearing a red line in assisting Russia's invasion. After a series of short hospital stays, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we'll do it after I tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Yep, Mike Lindell and company. Go to MyPillow.com, and when you get over to the website, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and go into that page, and you will be astounded by what you see. He's got buy one, get ones in there. He's got 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, and 90% specials in there. But it's only if you go into the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Now, remember, your promo code will always be CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them up and order that way, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Shop till you drop. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And it appears that we're going to have some statements made here by the president and... our president and the Ukrainian president, but I'm just gonna keep watching it. I'm not gonna put anything on here. There is audio, but I'm not sure I'm hearing it just yet, because they're not okay. Well, here's a statement, but he's giving it in that they got an interpreter. But anyway, let's go back to where we were at here. Now we were talking about Ukraine, and we were talking about where this may all be going. And it sounds like as if the trajectory of the war is not going well for Ukraine. I think we can agree on that one, right?
Well, it's Russia has all the time in the world to pull back and regroup and do what they need to do and go. So unless Zelensky's out there getting more people involved in his in his war, like having Biden over there right now, signaling that he's probably going to give Ukraine F-16 support, you know, then he's in trouble. But this is what happens.
Okay.
You know, again, I feel for the people of Ukraine. I really do. This is it's a horrible thing to go through, and I wish them the best of luck in fighting off the Russians. They can do it. They're resolute enough. But their government is a corrupt government.
Let's see what I can get here. This is Richard Newton, Air Force Lieutenant General, retired.
We had a discussion regarding air power. In this case, F-16s, I think, would be vital as well.
We'll see
for General, President Zelensky.
Let me get you just over there for 1 second. I just want to dip back in. There's translation going on, but President Zelensky is making a statement. Let's just listen for a second.
The President of the United States over the course of this large-scale war, and this is the first visit over 15 years, and this is really the most important visit of the whole history of Ukraine-U.S. relationship. And this is the visit in this most difficult period for Ukraine, when Ukraine is fighting for our own liberty, for the liberties of the world, and this underlines the results that we have already achieved and what sort of historic achievements we might gain all together with the whole world, with the United States, with the Europe. And today our negotiations were very fruitful. They were very important and crucial, and as has become traditional in relationship between our countries, I would like to extend words of gratitude personally to Mr. President Biden and to his team, to the Congress, to all the U.S. people, and I thank you for this level of Ukraine-U.S. cooperation. And this week will be marking 1 year of our fight against the Russia's aggression. So it's very symbolic that we solidify our resilience through two meetings with the President of Ukraine, my visit in December and the visit of the Mr. President.
All right, I'm going to cut that back down because now it's getting political. But basically, he's got the goal.
Nice word salad. And where the hell does he get off saying that this conflict is about world liberties?
Well, that's what he said. You heard him and I heard him.
Mm-hmm. What does his battle with Russia have to do with world liberties? They're going to try to couch this as already a world conflict? What the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing? We're just marching into World War III here? When you've got China saying that they're standing shoulder to shoulder with Russia?
Mm-hmm.
A 2 million person standing army? Threatening, being aggressive and saying they're on a war footing? And then this bumbling idiot gets over to Ukraine and starts shooting his mouth off about giving him F-16s?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Well,
what are we doing? What's next? We're going to reinstate the draft?
First of all,
we don't have the numbers to fight a war.
First of all, I believe, and I don't know who it was, but I believe there was a member of the House and a member of the Senate that wanted to take back the War Powers Act from the president because it was first done on an emergency basis. Remember that?
Yep.
And I think they wanted to legislate it to where they would take it back and put it back in the hands of the Congress. It had to pass Congress, not the president saying, I'm going to do such and such and so. I think that's where this is going.
Well, let's hope it goes there, because Chuck Schumer is kind of an impediment to that kind of progress.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason why winning the Senate was so damn important.
Yep.
So, again, orange bad voters, you got to educate yourself and stop falling for the trick that the Democrats dangle in front of your face. Stupid is not good at this point in time. So if you're going to a ballot box because you don't want to vote somebody – vote somebody into office to get people who are moving us towards a conflict out of office because you want to fall for the orange man bad thing again, please don't vote them. I don't think you should, because you don't have the mental capacity to where we're going. The next world war is going to make the other ones look like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because tactical nuclear weapons are going to be used, and I can foresee an invasion of the West Coast from China because they don't care about human life.
Mm-hmm.
So can we stop with the ideological BS and pay attention to what this idiot is doing over there? We're tempting a global conflict that will change the course of the world forever.
Okay, let me back up for a second. Harry Truman,
mm-hmm.
Lyndon Baines Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm leaving somebody out. Well, Slick Willie bombed, I don't know what he bombed.
An aspirin factory.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, they're the ones that started two major conflicts. And it can cause them to exacerbate and go totally out of control. Lyndon Baines Johnson, of course, with what happened in Vietnam. There's still some doubts over the boat, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and who fired it, who first, or what the runs were and all that stuff. There's conflicting reports, has been all these years. And, of course, Harry Truman, I'm not really sure whether or not it was the assassination attempt on his life that stirred him up or what. Remember that happened?
Well, it takes a trigger. Just one thing to start global conflict, whether it's an assassination of an archduke,
mm-hmm.
or whether it's an aggressive stance by a foreign nation on a smaller country. Remember, Korea and Vietnam were not declared wars.
Nope.
Because the presidents decided we had to go in there, and it was a continuing resolution that kept it going. Never a declaration of war. We got away from that
mm-hmm.
after World War II. The president is supposed to go to Congress, and he is supposed to ask for a declaration of war. And if we go back to 9/11, when George Bush said that he wanted to go into Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
you and I were talking about this then. He needed to go in and ask for a declaration of war to make it legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And we begged him to do it.
Yep.
But he continued the cycle of this. We're just going to decide this, and we'll go with a continuing resolution, and I need a bigger budget for this, and we'll do it under the War Powers Act, and continue it, and continue it, and continue it. We can't do that. We can't do that. He was wrong. Kennedy and Johnson were wrong. Truman was wrong. Congress is the only authority per the Constitution to declare war. And if we're going to go into this thing in Ukraine, which I beg people to wake up from, that we've got to do it the right way.
To be continued Friday morning, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. The website, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check him out, check it out, and all the different things that he has to offer over there. And I'd be willing to bet you money he'll be writing about this. I bet money he's going to write about this, because this news was breaking, and Biden is on the... I'll tell you what goes on when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, well, we're going to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Of course, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. If you need some parts or if you need some installation or on-site cleaning or whatnot, they may or may not come to you depending on where you're located and how big your order is, but they certainly can mail you parts if you need them for your blind shades and shutters. So either stop by the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number one more time, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, here we go. Turn left, go fast.
They turned left and went fast, and at the end they wrecked each other all over the joint.
You knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen. That doesn't mean I like it. I mean, I normally love overtime in sports, Captain. I don't know if I'm big in this overtime in NASCAR. I just...
I don't know if it gives you the true winner, Captain. I'm all about the, you know, true winner, fair competition.
It gives you the survivor.
Yeah, okay. Survivor. Yeah, that show. That always brings out who's the best. Yeah, not. I'll tell you. Nah, Captain, see, we're substituting substance and victories with entertainment, and that's not what sports is about.
Well, you know who won. You know who won the race, right?
Yeah, I like the kid, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Do you remember what made him famous a while ago, a few years ago?
Yeah, I do. What was it? Well, you know, he was in some wrecks too, and almost swimming, and you know, it happened.
He was Danica Patrick's boyfriend.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to get into that. See, now you're feeding into a Captain.
No. He was Danica Patrick's boyfriend. That's all I'm saying. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. But it's just funny. That's what people, you know, mm-hmm. instead of remembering a great race, will remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who's dating who? Who's, you know, getting in trouble? That's the new sports headlines. Hey, just give me sports, man. I'm sure I'm not in the minority on this one, Captain.
Well, she'll be around for a couple of weeks, and 1 week she'll be around for two weeks doing the commentating.
Yeah, sure, sure. Mm-hmm. So, hey, God bless him for winning it. You know, Logano, I thought ran a better race the whole time than he did, though. There's the problem, Captain. I just don't like it. But anyway, that's the way it went down, and let the audience know.
Yep.
All-star game last night, Captain, you had the Celtics superstar Tatum. He scored 55 points and went to MVP in the NBA All-Star Games, so congratulations to him. And, hopefully basketball will get back more to a team sport, but I don't know. Again, it's all about scoring points and entertainment. Team has left. It's all about me now, Captain in sports. And you and I weren't brought up that way. And even the kids today, all the way till 12, you're taught team. And after 12, it's all me. I don't know.
I would rather see 5, 6, or 7 players score 15 to 25 points apiece, spread the points around, than to have one guy just shoot. That defeats the whole purpose.
Thank you, Captain. Couldn't agree with you more. And I'm sure the audience as a whole would agree with us. So it is what it is. I know a lot of people that listen aren't big golf fans, but there's a small minority, Captain, who likes golf. John Rahm, class act, holds on to win at Riviera and returns to number one in the world. The guy played great, Captain. Down the stretch, he had to hang in there and make a birdie. A couple guys were coming after him. Tiger Woods played well, Captain. You know, it was good to see. The guy finished the tournament number one. Obviously made the cut by finishing the tournament and shot under par. So who knows? Maybe he can still have a little magic left in the Tiger game with the Masters coming up. That's going to be exciting for a lot of people. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, Captain, in sports now. You know, after football season, you look at the Masters, you look at March Madness coming up. That'll be exciting. That's where you get a little bit more of that five guys scoring 15 points, Captain, is in college basketball. That's why you and I still enjoy it and, you know, pull for the good guys in that department. So that's nice. So that's NHL playoffs coming up also. It's going to be exciting to watch. A few other things in football, Captain, to share with the audience up there in the Northeast. A lot of New York Giants fans. Their QB, Jones, okay, he just changed his agent, which I'm real curious to see what happens up there.
More money.
That's what he's trying to get. Well, he's going to be in some serious negotiations with the New York football Giants here in the next days because he'll either get the franchise tag, which still isn't bad, $30 million, Captain, to play football for a year. $2 million a game. Pretty crazy, but that's where we've gotten with the
That's more than Brady.
Football. Yeah, exactly. And so we'll see if he gets the franchise tag or we'll see if he gets, you know, a long-term contract. He played well this past year. Fewer mistakes. He wasn't a superstar. He led the team well, over 3,000 yards, 15 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions, and he ran 7 in for 700 yards. So he's kind of that dual threat that's become very popular now in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rex Ryan, people will remember him as a head coach up there in New York Jets land. And it looks like he's going to interview for the defensive coordinator role and leave TV. And if Sean Payton gives him the job, he's going to take it because he wants to get back into coaching. And he would be good for Denver. We'll see what happens there, Captain. Everybody thought Denver was going to be great last year with Russell Wilson. And, you know, that's something to be said, man. When you get into a new offense, how things change and how you have to look them over, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be really interesting to see what happens in there. Okay. Chicago Blackhawks. You know, center Towns, he's dealing with long COVID symptoms, so I hope he gets well better. We really had a big decline in COVID, Captain, and the good news is, the restrictions all over our country are going down and really not paying much attention to it. But still got to be cognizant of the flu and what that can do to you, especially these next 2 months.
People right.
Staying inside more with the cold.
I got to run by. You ready?
Go for it, sir.
The Senate Criminal Justice Committee will meet today to vote on Senate Bill 150, the Senate companion to House Bill 543, the Constitutional Carry Bill. You familiar with that?
Yes. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. The hearing will take place in the Knott Building, room 412 at 3 p.m., and they're asking the public to stop by if they have a chance and render any opinion they want. But they're looking to have Florida become the 26th constitutional state carry with the passage of Senate Bill 150. The governor said he will sign it.
Wow. Interesting, Captain. Yeah, I'm glad you got that out to the audience. Hey, folks, you know, we're a free country, and you have the right to protect yourself. So I get it. And we got to start enforcing our laws and giving us laws as citizens to take care of ourselves.
Look at Austin, Texas.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They didn't have enough. They didn't have enough cops to stop a situation with street racing of all the things. Street racing, yeah. And he couldn't stop it, and the cops got attacked.
Well, we show things on TV that it's okay to have the summer of love and attack the police stations and attack cops. When did that become okay? You know, we weren't raised that way, Captain. We're better than that as a country. We need to get more civilized and act accordingly, time and place. And, hey, just one quick note, folks. I'd love to meet with you at your place, at your time, or a cup of coffee somewhere out and about to help you out with your insurance needs. Please give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Let me give you the number one more time. It's 813-966-1052. If you have Medicare A and B, I can save you thousands of dollars a year. But you have to meet with me. I take advantage of it. And all the veterans out there, you need any help with your veterans benefits, please call me, Patrick Hyatt, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. See you soon, brother.
All righty. Have a great day, Patrick Hyatt, everybody. The Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, check out the Sports Zone right here on my flagship station, the podcast. In the meantime, I'll be back tonight with lots more. Keep your eyes in the prize.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.